May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 945. Saviour of sinners, deign to shine on this benighted soul of mine. Oh, show my wandering feet the way that leads to realms of endless day. 945.
Thank you. read together from the Word of God from two portions of Scripture. First, let's read from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 61, the first three verses. Isaiah 61, the first three verses. And the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now please turn to the book of Ruth, chapter 1. Book of Ruth, chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons of Mahlon and Chilion, Ephratites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab, and that the name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my world, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpha kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. Lord, do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking to her. So they two went, till they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara. For the Almighty hath dealt bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. The Lord bless the reading of his word. Teach us to pray. Kind and merciful and gracious Lord God, once again through thy kindness we gather together in thy courts the evening of this Sabbath day, and we humbly beseech thee, dear Lord Jesus, thou wilt condescend to come and gather with us. Indeed, dear Lord Jesus, we plead that thou come and make one more in our midst. And not only make one more, but be here, dear Lord, in divine control. Be the master, dear Lord Jesus, of the assembly. So that, Lord, we each may be like that dear woman, Mary, that sat at thy feet and heard thy words. Lord, we come into thy courts tonight, hoping, praying, asking that we may hear thy words, the words of eternal life. When asked, Peter said, Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Lord, and that's why some of us are here tonight. We come, Lord, into thy courts, hoping that there may be a word for our souls. And we plead with thee, Lord, then to remember us for good and bless us. Oh, show us some token for God. Let us hear thy voice. We read of the church in the Song of Solomon. Why, she says there, this is my beloved and this is my friend. Dear Lord, we ask that thou wilt come then and draw near to us. We read there that he showed himself through the lattice. Oh, that thou wouldst show thyself tonight. through the preaching of thy word to poor dying sinners, so that, Lord, they go on their way rejoicing. Lord, it's not, Lord, in the power of this man to do anything, Lord, but it's within thy power to clothe the word, to clothe thy word with power, and so it's sealed home into the hearts of hearers. Yes, Lord, a poor man needs thy help, but oh, may that not be the only help that's had and received here tonight. Oh, that those within the pew, Lord, will have that help from above, may receive thy word, oh, in their hearts. It may be blessed to them, it may do them good. And, Lord, that it may be, as it were, written on the fleshy tables of their heart. Lord, something, Lord, that can never, never, never be removed. Then graciously work. Lord, we look to thee and plead with thee to put forth thy hand and to speak so that sinners hear, Lord, and maybe, Lord, we need our ears unstopped. Lord, then do unstop our deaf ears so that we do hear, and that we hear for eternity, and we hear to thy praise and to thy glory, and we hear for our soul's good. Then be gracious. Then we ask and pray that thou meet with us, dear Lord. Thou knowest just how each one comes. Where, Lord, there's that gracious concern within the heart. Ah, that thou would appear to one another, that reveal thyself as the hope of glory. Then be with them. Those that come like those Greeks, sir, we would see Jesus. Or maybe like John's disciples and follow thee. Ah, having heard John point out, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, dear Lord, may this be the gracious effect, dear Lord, of poor sinners tonight, so that, Lord, they too will be found seeking where thou dost dwell. Lord, and we pray thou then appear and reveal and make thyself known to sinners. And dear Lord, we do pray thou wilt pardon sinners. And Lord, and that's every one of us. Our Lord, and may everyone feel it and know it, that they are sinners in thy sight. Ah, Lord, and that they need mercy and salvation. And oh, that we may come then, confessing all our sin and guilt before thee, praying that thou bless and pardon, forgive, and wash all our sins in that precious fountain open for sin and uncleanness. Ah, there's a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Then hear our prayers. Help us then, Lord, we pray. Now, Lord, we ask thee to remember once more, Lord, this cause of truth, to bless them together. Oh, bind them together. Bind them together in the Spirit of Christ, in the love of the gospel. And pray, dear Lord, that thou be gracious to each and all. Oh, that there may be found in each one's heart that good thing to the Lord God of Israel, an aching void that this world cannot fill. And there may also be, Lord, that bearing of one another's burdens and so fulfilling the law of Christ. Be with them then, Lord. And oh, dear Lord, do bless thy word in their midst. Ah, Lord, we do thank thee for what thou hast done in the past. But dear Lord, we do look to thee. Oh, for blessed, gracious repetitions of the same. And more often, dear Lord, we pray thee. Oh, that there may often be the cry of a poor sinner, come, all ye that fear God, and I'll declare what he hath done for my soul. Hear then our prayers. Help us then as we commit these things and matters into thy hand. And dear Lord, we pray then that thou remember thy people. Here, Lord, we think of the children, the young ones. Go before them, Lord. Do undertake for them. Guide them, Lord, in life's pathway. Direct them and be with them. And Lord, we ask thee to then surround them with thy care and keep in and do favour them indeed. The young ones, Lord, oh, that thou wilt go before them, Lord, in life's pathway. So that, Lord, they have chosen for them a suitable boy, a suitable girl, whereby, Lord, they may enter eventually into that blessed marriage bond, that they may go to the house of the Lord. Ah, yes, in love and unity. May speak one to another of all the way that the Lord hath led them. Then be with them, Lord. Be their guide. Do find for them suitable partners, Lord, then, we pray. So that, Lord, they will be found as mothers and fathers here in the house of God. Ah, literally, Lord, and spiritually. Oh, that gracious Lord, then, do put forth thy hand and do help them and be with them. Hear prayer also now for thy people in sickness and affliction. Put thy hand on them and heal them and restore them. Health and strength. Undertake for them. Comfort the bereaved. Be with them, Lord, and support them and hold them up and be gracious to them. And, oh, that they may feel and know that thou art their God. Hear them pray. Dear Lord, we ask thee to remember and bless then others. Some are in deep trials, Lord. They have some and are walking in some heavy things. Lord, we ask thee to help them to commit all those things into thy hand. Put their trust and their confidence alone in thee. Undertake for them and bless them and be gracious. And make for them, Lord, the crooked things straight and the rough place plain. And bring down the great mountains of impossibility. Make a way where there's no way. Then hear prayer for them, Lord. And do abundantly bless. We ask and pray that thou wilt, Lord, build up Zion. Lord, that there may be some precious souls wrought upon, convinced of sin and turned to Jesus' blood. Souls truly converted by the power of thy blessed spirit. Lord, do put forth thy hand. Lord, we know, and with some, dear Lord, in the past, they've been wrought upon in some remarkable ways. And, dear Lord, we ask for a repetition of those things today. So that one another, Lord, leave the hateful ways of sin and turn to Zion, to the fold, and enter in. Our Lord, thou knowest where they are tonight. We pray, dear Lord, thou turn them again. Turn them, dear Lord, unto God, unto godliness. We think of one, Lord, that put his hand on the pub door and then went into the chapel. Where thou didst work in his heart, where thou didst meet with him. Lord, he wouldn't have said it that night. But he was blessed because he was called by grace. Oh, that there may be, Lord, so again, one another, Lord, should be called out then of nature's darkness. Then hear prayer. Help us then as we commend all these things. Oh, dear Lord, and may there be that true labour and travail in our souls. Lord, there may be that earnest prayer, request, petition to thee. To do these things, not for our sakes, but for thine own great name's sake, for thine honour and thy glory. Hear us then. We thank thee, Lord, for all the goodness and kindness bestowed. Oh, thy mercies are that new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. We bless thee, we acknowledge all thy kindness. Pray thou then be with us now. We ask thee to remember our nation, appear for us. Raise up for us men of God and govern those that govern us. Remember our sovereign, the Queen. Be gracious to her, our Lord, and the heir apparent to the throne. And we think, dear Lord, also of the prince that also recently got engaged. Our Lord, we ask that those two may be the subject, Lord, of the prayer of the Church of God. So that, Lord, we see a change in their hearts, in their lives. So that, Lord, we hear, so that we should hear that they've turned into the house of God. Ah, Lord, we think of the late George the VI, and how he used to walk out of the back entrance of Buckingham Palace and walk round into Westminster Chapel, and there sat and heard and listened to the preaching of the gospel. Oh, we ask, Lord, we may have such a gracious King. Lord, there is nothing too hard for thee. Lord, as we look at it today, it seems so utterly, totally impossible. But dear Lord, we know from the experience in our lives, some things, Lord, that have seemed totally and utterly impossible, thou hast brought them to pass. Oh, and thou art able to do this. And dear Lord, we just think of that word, I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Then, Lord, may thy church, thy people, oh, inquire of thee to do it for us. Lord, and that for thine own great namesake. Then hear our prayer so that we have, oh, truly, as our national anthem says, God save our Queen. God save our King. Oh, that it may be, Lord. It goes on, our gracious Queen, our gracious King. Oh, that it may be so true, Lord. Hear then our prayers. Remember us as we meet around thy table, Lord. Few poor sinners, do bless, do help us to do so in remembrance of thee. And help us now as we commit and commend, dear Lord, this service into thy hand. We ask thee, dear Lord, to undertake for us. We ask thee to stand by us. We ask thee to fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar as we plead. The woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name.
Hymn 941. Jesus, my Lord, my life, my all, prostrate before thy throne I fall. Fain would my soul look up and see my hope, my heaven, my all in thee. 941.
dependence upon the Lord, we all needed help. Ask your prayerful attention again to Psalm 126 and the fifth verse. Psalm 126, verse 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Tried to speak from these words this morning and seemed to get too far with them. But, you know, friends, this is a blessed, glorious, truthful statement. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And there's this line of thought that I'd just like to put before you. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You know, there's the prodigal son. But there's the prodigal son's father. Do I have to say any more? They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Yes. See, he had given him all that lot that fell to his and his inheritance, and the boy's gone. And he wastes all that substance in riotous living, in sin and in iniquity. He begins to be in want. How far off he was, we're not sure. It's a parable. But he's a distance. Father can't see him. Father can't see him. All Father knows, he's gone. And all Father wants is to come back. And yes, and you think of that word, and all things work together for good to them that love God. There's a famine in the land. Yes, we read about a famine in the book of Ruth, didn't we? But there's a famine in the land. And yes, and everything works together for good. He brings this prodigal son to his senses. Have you been brought to your senses? Have you been brought to your senses? Yes, that the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, yes, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes. And I'll go. I'll go and return to my Father's house. There's food there and enough and to spare. I perish with hunger. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And the Father saw him a great way off. Dear soul, have you got someone connected to you, near and dear maybe by the ties of nature? Or maybe you've got one that the Lord has laid in your heart and they've gone astray. You want to see them brought back. You want to see them brought back. Yeah. Your prayer is constantly, is it not? The Lord to thus abundantly bless them. Don't leave them, Lord, to be satisfied with the husk that the swine eat. Lord, give them a true, spiritual, God-given, gracious appetite. A hunger and a thirst after righteousness. Oh, yes, it may be some of them would say to you, but yes, we do have a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. But then you look at their lives, and it doesn't exhibit that, does it? And you know, naturally speaking, they're beyond your control, aren't they? But oh, prayer is the weapon of the feeble. Weakest souls can wield it best. You may feel to be weak, poor soul. You may feel to be poor. But you keep on praying. You keep on praying. For they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Oh, yes, that the Lord might graciously arrest them. Oh, it might turn their hearts and their affections to the, again, to the things of, I say again, and I say that in the broad sense of the word, that once they were found in the house of God. Oh, you won't see them again. And again, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. There's another thought there. And that is this. That there may be those mothers and fathers in Israel. Yes. What do we mean? We mean, our friends, those that labour and travail for the young of the flock. How often it is that parents have to get up in the night and nurse that child. Maybe it's cutting a tooth. Simple thing, but yes. But you know what pain that child has and feels. Maybe it's got an earache. Simple things, yes, but very, very painful. Oh, and it's only that loving, tender care can do any help. And you have to get up in the night, yeah. You have to go without your sleep, and you have to nurse that child to sleep. Yeah. Amen. And you know, spiritually, dear soul, yes, sometimes when the Lord lays one in your heart and mine, we're like that parent. We have to labour, we have to travail for it. We have to get up in the night. We have to, get on our knees. We have to bring this child before the Lord. That the Lord would and will bless them. The Lord will go before them, undertake for them, reveal himself to their poor, never dying souls. And they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You see, go back just a little. This morning we spoke about dear Hannah, didn't we? Yes, you see, and you read, that she conceived and she brought forth her Samuel. Yes. Renton, why, I am the woman that stood by thee here. For this child I pray. Yes, can you and I truly, honestly say, for this child I prayed? for this child I prayed. Ah, yes, it happens sometimes. It's not just you. Say, why, what do you read here in the Song of Solomon? In the third chapter, it reads about this one by night on my bed, and she couldn't find him. The watchman found me. To him I said, saw you him and my soul love it. Still then she has not found. But it was a little that I passed with them, and I found him whom my soul loved, and held him and would not let him go. This is the point. Until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. Ah, yes, dear soul. Souls are given by the Lord. Oh, and they're conceived in the womb of the church of God. And these are the mothers and fathers in Israel. These are the mothers and fathers in Israel. Mistakenly, some people seem to think that this is the duty, the responsibility of ministers. Well, if there's any poor soul here tonight, things like that, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's your responsibility. You're trying to put the load somewhere else. But this all, you've got to take the load. You've got to take the load. You've got to take the burden. You've got to take it to the Lord in prayer. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. But then, there's another thought. And I hope there's some of these here. Some seeking souls that have found, seeking to find the dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. What were you singing just a moment ago? Here, this lovely hymn, and 941, the text on the top is, whom have I in heaven but thee? And it goes on, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Is that, dear soul, the language of your heart? Is that the language of your heart? If it is, dear soul, you carry on just as you are. You carry on just as you are. The time of love will come when thou shalt clearly say, not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me. Tarry his leisure then. Wait the appointed hour. Wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. This hymn, when our friend read it out, was there a little bubbling in your heart? Jesus, my Lord, my life, my all. There was a warmth. Was there a warmth in these words? Dear Samuel Medley, Jesus, my Lord, my life, my all, prostrate before thy throne I fall. Fain, yes, that's it, isn't it? Fain would my soul look up and see my hope, my heaven, my all in thee. You say, yes, but they're the words of a man. Yes, they are the words of a man. So you want to hear the word of God, do you, dear soul? Well, you open your Bible, and you turn over to Proverbs chapter 8, and you look at verse 17. And you know what you'll read there? He says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. No if, but, or maybe. That's, dear soul, what we love about the glorious truths of the gospel. It's a clear and certain sound. It's a clear and certain sound. Shall find me. So, then the lines of one are not so far out, are they, dear soul? The time of love will come when thou, you, poor, poor sinner. When thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me. I love them that love me. Those that see me early shall find me. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You might like, to read the book of Job. Job, poor man, he was in a lot of trouble, wasn't he? And dear soul, he was in trouble, but don't you find an echo in your heart when he said, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even unto his seat. Behold, I go forward, but he's not there. Backward, but I cannot perceive him. He, on the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. Listen to what Job said. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Ah, dear Job knew that he was in God's crucible. Gold in the furnace tried. Ne'er loses all but dross, so is the Christian purified and bettered by the cross. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Well, as you read through the book of Job, many things, very hard things, some, yes, mysterious things, yes. But you come to the end of the book. Remembering the text, remembering a few things that Job has walked and passed through, and the last chapter. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, and he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. He had also 7 sons and 2 daughters. You see this, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. But again, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Is there one here that feels Ooh. There's one here that feels that you've lost everything. You've lost everything. You know, the disciples were like that, weren't they? They had lost their Jesus. He was dead and he was buried in yonder sepulchre. And we trust to be he that should redeem Israel. Beside this, today is the third day since these things were done. So, yes, you read this lovely account, do you not? The resurrection of the Lord Jesus in John's Gospel, chapter 20. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. The first part of the chapter is where we find Mary Magdalene early at the sepulchre. Yeah. I love that, you know. Mary Magdalene, while it was yet dark, was early at the sepulchre. Can I lovingly ask you and put it to you, how early were you at the sepulchre this morning? How early at the house of God? And I don't mean literally. Was there any thought in the night? Lord, do come. Do bless my soul this day. Do bless us, Lord, together in the house of God. May there be a feeling sense of thy holy presence. May there be something for our souls. Yeah. Early at the sepulchre. But then, you see, there's Peter and John that have run to the sepulchre, they've looked in. But then you read from verse 11, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. You know, dear Mary, you see, she came to the sepulchre. And she saw the stone was rolled away. She didn't look in. No, she didn't look in. She just ran away and told Peter and John. And they come. And they confirm that the sepulchre's empty. But then they've gone. But Mary, yeah, stood without the sepulchre. And as she wept, she stooped down. They were so in tears. Yes. Seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, the other at the feet where the body of Jesus laid. They say to her, woman, why weepest thou? Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. Though similar language to Job, oh, that I knew where I might find him. What does the Apostle Paul say in Philippians 3, I believe it is? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That I may know him. And why? She knew Jesus. Yeah. But she wanted him. She wanted his presence. She wanted to be in his company. Dear, do you want to be in his company? Is he the altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000 to your poor never dying soul? You know, there's another dear Mary, isn't there? And Martha. And dear Mary, here's this house. And poor Martha's busy getting a meal. But Mary, no, she'll sit here just by the Lord. Oh, and listen to the words of his mouth. Is that how you come to this holy house of God? Ah, will there be a few words for me? Will there be something for me to take home? Something like dear Ruth, a handful of purpose, something to beat out, to obtain the ephah of barley, the blessing of God that makes rich. It's what it is, dear soul. Why? But then he goes on. She turned. She saw Jesus and didn't realize it was him. And then Jesus says the same as these two angels say. Yeah. The two angels said, "A woman, why weepest thou?" But Jesus says, "Woman, why weepest thou?" And then he asks another question. And I ask it to you tonight, dear soul. Whom seekest thou? Whom seekest thou? Ah, is Christ the altogether lovely to you? So, can you come in here? Gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never-ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. All unholy and unclean, I am nothing else but sin. On thy mercy I rely, give me Christ, or else I die. What else does he say in that hymn? Why, beautiful language is it not? Why, he says this to us. Thou dost freely save the lost. In thy grace alone I trust. With my earnest suit comply. Give me Christ, or else I die. Plod on, poor soul. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Why, dear, you say, dear Mary here. She's supposed to be the gardener. Born him hence, till me that's laid him. And Jesus said to her, Mary. Mary. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them, they follow me. She had heard this voice before. This was the voice of her Saviour, her Redeemer. And immediately, yes, oh, Christ is revealed to her. Christ was revealed to her. It may be that Christ is not so very far from you. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Yes, Jesus my Lord. Yes. The altogether lovely, the chief is him whom my soul loveth. I from all things parted I could be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. Let's go back then to the book of Ruth. Yes, here there's a dear Ruth, this Moabitess damsel. See, the evidence of the work of grace in her heart, in entreat me not to leave thee, or from following after thee. For thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Can you say that, dear soul? Can you say that? Thy God, my God. I don't know how some of you younger ones go on. What desires may be found in your heart. I hope there's some there. But if I may just put it like this, in my simple way, you know, tonight, after this service, we have the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, and the church members come forward and partake. And as a boy, I used to see this happen month after month, as I suppose you do. But, you know, those that went up the front there, they got something. They got something that I hadn't got. Is that how you view? Is that how you view, dear soul? Yes, those that come forward to partake of this ordinance, they've got something that you haven't got. Ah, you say, they've got Christ. And dear soul, something else about this ordinance. Contrary to what you might think, this ordinance is for sinners. Nobody else. Nobody else. It's not for saints. It's for sinners. Yes. And Jesus said, and do this in remembrance of me. Nobody else. In remembrance of me. Of what he has done. Of what he has accomplished. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You know, and this thought of a poor soul, yes, being led of the Lord to come, yeah, join the church through the ordinances of God's house, through believers' baptism, yeah, and you come to this ordinance for the first time, or the second time, or the third time, yes, and remembering of what you used to think about those that came to the front. They that sow in tears. Oh, and you were saying, weren't you, in your heart, if only I could get in amongst them. I don't feel worthy. And perhaps, dear soul, that's why you're held back, because of your felt unworthiness. Dear soul, and if you're going to wait until you are worthy, you're never going to come at all. That's for sure. Absolute sure as you're here tonight in this chapel. If you're going to wait until you're worthy, you're not going to come at all. No. But you say, you come. They reap in joy. For a soft, you come, there's a soft heart. It was here. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Something else, totally different. There may be someone in here in some pretty deep trial. And yet, you're not walking in disobedience to God. In fact, you're probably walking in obedience to God. I think of dear Jacob. He had served Laban for a good number of years. But the Lord has spoken to Jacob to go and to return. Yes, unto thy father's house and to thy kindred. And he said this, and I will deal well with thee. And I will deal well with thee. Grace, though the smallest, shall surely be tried. Yes, and you know, Laban chased after him. Yeah. But eventually, Laban goes back and leaves Jacob. And Genesis 32 reads, and Jacob went on his way. Yes, but you see, there was something else. There was another trouble now. There was another trial now. There's another difficulty now. Something he'd not encountered before. Yes. Esau's coming to meet him with 400 men. Oh, he's quickly reminded, is he not, that Esau is about his death. Is this it? Is this going to be it? What does the dear man do? They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You notice the divine order of the text is all. First of all, there's a sowing in tears. And with all those cases and circumstances we've mentioned today, there's been the sowing in tears first. See, there's a divine order in the things of God. And poor Jacob, he goes to prayer. God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, the Lord, yes, he humbly reminds the Lord, which said unto me, return unto thy country, and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. He told the Lord. He reminded him of his promise. He told, there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong this hour with you and I, reminding the God of God-given promises. No. I'm not worthy of the least of the mercies, the truth, shown unto thy servant. The staff I passed over this Jordan, now become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee. Thou sayest, oh, surely do thee good. And he lodges that night. He takes that which comes to his hand. Yeah, he's gonna give a present to his brother. Yes, to appease the wrath of his brother. Use an expression today, you're gonna kill him with kindness. Doesn't work, sinner. It doesn't work. I don't know. I draw this bow at a venture. If there's one in here that's got a problem, a difficulty, yes, and you think to yourself, I'll load him up with a lot of benefits. I'll soften him down. No. Notice, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. There's going to be this, See, he put all this present, he went over the present before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. He rose that night, took his two wives, his two women servants, 11 sons, passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took all of them, sent them over the brook, sent over that he had, and Jacob was left alone. Ah, friends. You been there? I've been there. I've been there. Everything over the brook. All your religion. All your family. That's what it was here, friend. All his family. Church. All your responsibilities. And you're alone with God. There he wrestled with a man till the breaking of the day. They were so in tears. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. That is the angel. That is, my friends, we believe to be the blessed incarnate Son of God. Yes. Yes. For every appearance here on this earth, he wrestled with a man. He touched the hollow of his thigh. It's out of joint as he wrestled with him. You see, all things work together for God. What does it do for poor dear Jacob? Friends, there's only one thing. I don't know much about wrestling myself. I've been in scraps when I was a boy, maybe. But you know, here is Jacob. The angel has touched the hollow of his thigh. It's out of joint. He cannot now stand on that leg. You know, it doesn't tell us that in the Bible, but he couldn't stand on that leg, you know. So what does he do? Well, he's got two options. One is he falls to the ground. Done, finished, conquered. The other is he hangs on, clings on. And although the angel says to him, let me go for the day breaking, this is where this whole his prayer prevails. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And a little further down, and he blessed him there. He blessed him. Ah, yes. Confession. What's your name? Jacob. Oh, yes. The supplanter, the deceiver. Blessed him there. Yes, dear soul. And you say, what happens? Esau, 400 men. Where are they? He came and he met Esau. And they fell. And he met him and he kissed him. This is the brother that has sent 400 men. The spirit of prevailing prayer, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. Plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the sea. Yes, he rides upon the storm, dear soul. He rides upon the storm. And when Jesus says, peace, be still, then peace it will be. Peace it will be. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Well, I feel I've rambled round. But I'm told off for saying that sometimes. How dare I call God's word rambling. Well, God's word's not rambling, but my words are. Well, the Lord pardon and forgive all amiss. And dear soul, if there's been anything that's been applied to your soul this day, you give the Lord all the honour, all the glory and all the praise. Amen.
Last Lord's Day amounted to £595, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Izzard, and Mr. Timothy Rosier is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Gilbert Hyde next Lord's Day. And the collections today are for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association. Let us close with hymn 158. Sweet the moments, rich in blessings, which before the cross I spend, life and health and peace possessing from the sinner's dying friend. May I sit forever viewing mercy's streams in streams of blood, precious drops my soul bedewing, plead and claim my peace with God. 158.
Dear Lord, we ask and pray thou wilt pardon and forgive all our sin and iniquity. Pardon, dear Lord, what thy pure eyes have seen in me. Anything, Lord, this poor man has uttered wrongly, do graciously forgive. Lord, and do meet with us now. Oh, grant us a soft and broken heart as we gather round thy table to do so in remembrance of thee. And then, Lord, at the close, may each be granted safe journeys, whether they be long or short. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet communion, Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.